and you know, meaning there's 35 guitar parts and, you know, 25 tracks of microphones on the drums. And, you know, back when the Beatles did a record, they did it on 4 tracks and 8 tracks. And now we have hundreds. And I think what we really tried to do was let the personality of the performance come out.
Well, you certainly got that. And what I really love is the musicianship is great. And you came across really like a great blues singer on it, you know, and it's like, and you are. You know,
well,
so
thank you.
While we're just sitting here talking, I'll just bring up something that sort of bothered me, which has nothing to do with this, you know. I don't know if anybody else heard it, but I heard it on TV, and I heard a 911 call, which I don't think it's been put around a lot. And in this 911 call, you hear a man in his house calling 911, and what he's saying is, I'm in my house, and I could see my neighbor's house, and there's 3 men, I think non-Caucasian, walking around the house, and it looks like they're going to rob the house, and I got my gun in my hand, and I'm going to blow them away. Something to that effect. Now, this is all recorded. I'm hearing what I heard was the actual 911 call. And then they say to him, you're in no danger. Just lock your door. The police will be there any second. You know, stay in your house. You're safe. And the guy says, well, I don't care how safe I am. I got to get these guys before they cause any damage to anybody. And then you hear the door open. And the guy, and you hear the policeman say, please do not go outside, you know, a direct order. And then you hear the guy, you hear the door open, and you hear the guy go out, and then you hear 3 shots. And what do you have? You have 3 dead people, and then you have 3 families. Whether these guys were robbing or not, you have 3 families whose lives are going to be changed forever. Because, you know, I lost a child, so I know the feeling. And these people are real people, and these kids getting shot because of this new Supreme Court letting this new law about you could shoot if you feel you're in danger. And you know what? The guy got off. He got off because he said, well, even though 911 said it, I felt that there was a threat to me. So he actually unlocked his door, went outside, and blew the guys away. That's a problem that we have to solve in this country. We have to really unite, even behind something like that. Because there are forces out there that are out to control us, basically, you know. And we talk about the 99% and the 1%, and I'm proud to be part of the 99%, because we are all playing in the same band, and we're all fighting this battle to have music out there. You know, I keep the show free, so because radio is such a payoff, and it's so hard for new bands, no matter how good they are, to get played. I love the fact that a band could come on here and really get heard, you know. And to bring an act back, it means it was an act that really caught me and really made me want to hear more. So, Z-Man, do we have any luck in getting the music?
Actually, I've gone to YouTube, and we have queued up Love Sweet Love off the Up to Zero album, and we can play that and whenever you're ready.
Could you find another one too?
Yes, there are several more. Let's get this one running, and we can.
Okay. By the way, everybody, right, Anthony Gomes with Love Sweet Love, and thanks for hanging in there, everybody. We're all in this together.
I wanna give it, I gotta feel it, people.
rock and roll. You know, a lot of the stuff you're hearing is either off the album or from other places. You know, technical things happen. Everybody out there, how many times did your computer go down today? You know, so anyway, I just want you to hear the album in its whole. So next week, I'm going to have Anthony back with the whole album. But right now, Love Sweet Love, right? And why did you, what got you to write that song?
Well, you know, the idea was we need to get back, you know, it's what you were talking about before, Artie. You know, we need to get back to the core of things. And you were talking about the value of human life. And I think the principle in the 60s, love power, people had the right idea. There's no force stronger than love. And really that's what the song, as simple as that sounds, that's the essence of what the song is trying to say. And as a musician, we know that there's so many challenges in our world, but music makes us realize, like you said, we're the 99%ers. Everybody's in the band. We're all part of the band. And the reason is simple. Music reminds us that we're all the same. We all come from the same place. We all have the same dreams and aspirations. And sometimes it's just other things that get in the way of making us realize what it is, you know? And
well, do you feel like you're a part of the Woodstock Nation?
Absolutely. I without a doubt. And not only that, but I feel like the guys in the band are subscribed to that. And every night we get on stage and we preach that. And when you're a musician, man, and you're playing your heart out, and you close your eyes, you know it comes from a bigger place. And it comes from a bigger place than yourself. And when people really dig on it, you know it's bigger than you. And you just got to surrender to that. So absolutely, we're part of the Woodstock Nation. And I feel like, how cool is it that we're having breakdowns of technical difficulties and we're searching on YouTube and places like this to find the source material? And it's all out there for the people, man. You know, you're the new underground. This is the new underground, man. And the revolution starts now.
You certainly got an old spokesman, but I'm pretty young, you know that. You know, so, you know, this reminds me of something really strange because when I had the Castles and the Rain the Park out, which did go to number one eventually, they did the Ed Sullivan show, and in the contract it said that I would do the sound. So I spent 4 hours doing the sound. They had never allowed it. And just as the show started, he introduces it, now the Castles, and someone kicked out the main sound system. So I had like 20 million people that listened to the Ed Sullivan show, and all I had was one boom mic, and all you heard was like coming from a tunnel 90,000 miles away until those 20 seconds until someone realized that the whole system was unplugged was the longest 20 seconds of my life. So right now, looking to get you more great stuff from Anthony, we are searching and getting from wherever we can, and we have One Last Time, which is a great cut, and I love it personally. So why don't we just, by the way, this isn't One Last Time for you, Anthony. This is the beginning.
There you go, brother.
I feel, you know, every day's a beginning, but you're back here for a reason, because that's because since you're on until now, you know, you just, you've just blossomed. And everybody I know has seen you live says that your show is incredible. So I can't
wait
to see
that.
So why don't we go into One Last Time? Everybody, we're searching all over to get touched by Anthony. You know, I would have liked to just play the whole album the way it is, but you know what? We're all together. We're together on Facebook. We're together in life. And who knows, you know, there's probably, oh, God, if this show is over 16 million hits, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that love what we play on the show. And you're one of the reasons, because you're one of the acts that helped build this show. You know, when I went off playing, you know, my friends that were at Woodstock and said, well, let's give the new good acts with good music a chance to be heard. You know, that's when the show really took off. People wanted to hear the Anthony Gomes that they weren't hearing. So now we have One Last Time. It's not the last time for you, but it's the first time for everybody out there. So let's dig on One Last Time with Anthony Gomes.
Somebody's solid from the beginning through Woodstock 69 and beyond to a new spirit of the Woodstock Nation.
I want to attempt to get you as much Anthony as I can, or we can. We're going back to another cut that Anthony's playing guitar too, as well as singing the leads. It's called Blues and Technicolor, and I think I know this from going back. So what we're giving you is Anthony Gomes, whatever we have, and next week we're going to give you the whole album the way in the order it's supposed to be. So we do have a cut that was that live, Blues and Technicolor? Because I know I loved it when I first heard it.
Well, you know, we did a studio version. I don't know what we're pulling for your listeners to hear, but whatever it is going to be what it's supposed to be. So
you know, going back to Woodstock, the day before, no fences, no stage, no sound system, you know, nobody to play. Thank God for Richie Havens, who's very sick right now. We hope he gets better, you know, which I don't know if he will, but we're all praying for that. It's just amazing how things fall in place, how Richie, after a lot of cajoling, went up there, and if it wasn't for him opening, he set the tone for the whole concert with his hour and 45 minutes he played while we try to get the sound together. So Blues and Technicolor, what was it all about? Why'd you write this song?
Well, you know, a great question, Artie. I like, everybody's got the blues, and it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. You know, it was one of the first songs I wrote, and I was getting a lot of grief for being Canadian and Caucasian and young and having the audacity to try to sing the blues. And it was just a mission statement. And also, too, I felt like blues is a big word. I respect Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. And, you know, they wrote the book. And at the same time, I think blues should grow and should evolve just like anything else. You know, Aristotle said that once you put your foot in the river, it's not the same river that you first put your foot in, because it evolves and it grows. And that's my belief about the blues. And it's stronger by the minute because of all the colors in it.
Well, you know what? You're right on target, because, you know, I do a lot of interviews, and I did a lot of colleges this year. Everybody from MIT to Penn State, did a lot of colleges, and I always ask them after the interviews about Woodstock, which, you know, to me, I love to share the story, and sometimes I get tired of telling it, but I want to spread that feeling and keep it here, you know, because we are the anti-big money that's behind the people that want to take over our lives, you know. So music is our thing, and blues and Technicolor. And with what's going on right now, just the title is almost self-explanatory, because we do have blues and Technicolor right now in this country, because I said last week, I feel more racism, you know, than when I lived in the Carolinas in the 50s, and there were signs all over, you know. There was actually a sign in Charlotte when I was a kid in the winter that said blacks must walk on the shaded side of the street. Now, yeah, that's getting really pretty down to it, meaning you don't have the right to walk on the sunny side of the street and be warm because of the color of your skin. So let's just zip into Blues and Technicolor.
Let's do it.
Which is not from the new album, guys, so it's a bonus. other stuff you're hearing now is not from Anthony's new album, so I really look forward to next week when we hear the whole album, you know, brand new the way it is, because the progress and the level of Anthony's playing since he was on the first time, you know, it's so much deeper and more coherent, and it's really like he shifted into a gear that was his gear, you know. And you really did. I mean, the difference between your other stuff and now is like night and day. It's, even though it might be a small change, it was a great change.
Well, thank you, Artie. And I think the reason why, you know, we're going through all this stuff is maybe for us just to talk for a minute. And there's a foundation that we've started, and it's called Music is the Medicine. And the website is musicisthemedicine.org. And what we believe is, basically our mission statement is using the healing power of music to impact change in the world. And we've raised some money with the help of some folks to give guitars to, we have a program called the Healing Guitars, and we've given them to kids with autism, verbal and nonverbal autism. We gave some to some war vets, and through the help of folks at Six String Heroes. And, you know, man, Artie, I heard that some, you know, people, some testimony from people, they couldn't even speak before they got a guitar because they had, you know, they were stressed out from being overseas. Oh, and yeah. And when they got a guitar, it allowed them to open up and communicate without speaking. And eventually, not only did they play, but they began to speak again. It was a bridge for these people. And I'm just feeling, man, that, you know, maybe your listeners just need to know more about this music as the medicine. And maybe all this insanity, this is really something that we may or may not have talked about, but it's something that I'm very proud of. And you know, there's the efforts of a lot of people that make this thing happen. You know, but yeah, man, I would encourage everybody to check out Music is the Medicine. And people are, you know, it's like the 60s again, man. We're getting back to the heart of the matter. And what the heart of the matter is that the heart matters and people matter.
You know, when I resigned from Capitol, when I was running Capitol and I was only 24 and I resigned to do Woodstock, but I had already written my hits and I was pretty secure, but I resigned. It was really to me a statement against the war. You know, Woodstock was, I in the advertising, I kept it non-political, but it was so political by staying non-political. You know, it just became, come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. And you were talking about the guys coming back. And oddly enough, I was asked to do Who Are Radio, which is Marine Radio, twice. And the first time I was saying, oh, my God, here I am, you know, sort of liberal, you know, and sort of against the war. And now what they did is they had calls coming in, and now I'm talking to Fallujah, and I'm talking to actual, you know, Delta Force troops that were actually calling in. And you know what? They were right there with us. You know, they were doing what they had to do under the orders of their commanders in chief. And you know, they don't like war, you know. They're doing what they have to do, and it was I was really hesitant to do it. And you know what? They actually asked me back, you know, because they really related, and they want to come back too. So it's like it's interesting because we have a cut that's 14 minutes long. That's a great cut, and we're going to give you some of it. And it's called. You're supposed to tell me what it's called, Anthony.
It's a 14-minute cut. I don't know. It could be.
We got one called
Darkest Before the Dawn that's on deck, but I think it's only a mere 5 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay, let's hear Darkest Before the Dawn, because you know what? It's sort of like tonight. It's always the darkest before the dawn. So let's go and play that song.
you've been gone. You know the pain cuts me like a knife. Your words keep me strong through my darkest day. Even though you're gone, baby, I can still hear what you'd say. You'd say keep on holding on. It's darkest before the dawn. And I'm lonely, baby, lonely and blue, trying to live in this world without you.
You know, taking this ride, you know, it's sort of like a magic carpet ride, you know.
Hey, we were talking about, I'm tripping, man.
Well, you know, we're talking about war, you know, and I hear it from all different sides. And I've been to India, and I've been to Korea, and I've been to a lot of places. Probably because I did Woodstock, and that's why they wanted me there. They didn't really want me there for my voice, you know. They wanted me there because I represented freedom to them. So that's why I went out spreading the word, you know, rather than try to do a Woodstock 2 or 3, you know. It was, let's keep what Woodstock 1 was all about. So in 40 years from now, which it is now, people, mm-hmm. the young kids will have the feeling. And the fact that we're in the school books around the world starting in the 7th grade, and we didn't make music, we made history. And that was all of us, you know. And we're talking about war, and someone your age, and you see what's going on around the world. I mean, when you hear the word war, what does that bring up inside of you? Like, okay, what color comes into your mind if I say war?
Green, the color of money.
Right. You know what? Every time there's a war, what happens is the wealthy get a lot more wealthier, and the poor get a lot more poorer. And it's makes you wonder, you know, with these people that are giving, you know, $10 and $20 million, you know, because they're worth $10 billion, and it's just pocket change to them to, you know, try to take over our government by buying it with commercials and stuff, you know. And it's like we have our own little war here. The war is really the war of truth and the war to get back to where we once belonged, and that was one unified country with one purpose, and that would be the right to freedom and the pursuit of happiness, you know. And aren't you tired of being scared by these commercials and on TV, you know, everybody saying how the doom is here, when actually the doom is not here, because we can fight the doom by doing what we're doing. Like we don't
have, absolutely,
and it's weird that you have a title. This is not stuff from Anthony's album, by the way. It's what we could find to play. That I think is everything I have, you know, by Anthony, I like. So there is this war song, and the exact title is,
it's War on War,
and it's War on War, and boy, it seems like it's War on War on War, you know, and yet there's. I see on Facebook, you know, with my 4,990 people right now, a lot of people in denial about what's going on, and I try to bring them back and say, I don't want to bring you down, but you know what? We have to make changes, and we have to stand up for what we believe. So, war on war.
Let's spin it.
And it seems like that's been going since Dylan wrote Bone in the Wind, and way before. Going back thousands of years, it's always war on war on war. So let's hear a war on war.
Something going on down here. We the people pumped up with fear. It's so hard to know just what to believe. In the land of the free and the home of the brave, everybody, everywhere, it's time to stand up and declare war, war on war, war, war on war. Take the colors of humanity. Ooh, yeah, how different can we really be? From the colors of the war machine, where the blood is red and the money is green. Up.
Despite everything, like the start of the Woodstock movie, we all went up the country, and we went up to the country with blues. And it wasn't Can Heat, who was a blues band, it was Anthony Gomes. And Anthony, thanks for hanging in on this one, because we were hanging there dangling together.
So yeah, man, well, I feel like we're tighter friends. We've gone to war together.
Now, if this stuff didn't get you people excited to hear the new album next week, then nothing will. So next week we'll be coming back with Anthony Gomes and his new album in its entirety. And what could I tell you, but thank you so much for being there. Thank you so much for holding the light, being part of the Woodstock Nation. And Anthony, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And I'm just watching you grow, because I was involved with you in the past on another show. And it's great the way you've metabolized.
Well, thank you for being there and being a light too, Artie, and getting our message out there. That's we appreciate that very much. And I'm looking forward to next week, man. It'll be great.
The new material is incredibly good. And everybody, look forward to next week. Mark it off. And why don't we just go out where we're really at and just go out with Bert Sommer, the only standing ovation at Woodstock. They've all come to look for America. And that's us, right, Anthony? We're looking for America.
You got it. Together. We all are.
I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes. And Mrs. Wagner's pies, and we walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Again, seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Toss me a cigarette. I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one.